So we're picking up, it's the third chabura of the Kedusha Shnia Lepurim. And what we discussed in the last chabura, the Siyat Deshmaya, was the Indian of Mordechai's ability to tap into and reveal the Shira of the Sar of the different nations, of that celestial angel, right? Really connects very strongly to the famous Ramban at the end of Parashat Achrimos, where the Ramban famously says that every land has its own Sar, and all of the Tfilos in every land go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that Sar. And the Ramban there famously says, Pshat in the Gemara in Ksubis, Kol Hadar Beretz Yisrael Doma Lo K'mishi Yesh Lo Aloka V'Kol Hadar B'Chutz La'aretz Doma Lo K'ein Lo Aloka. Anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's like they have a God. And anybody who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's if they don't have a God. The Ramban over there explains what Pshat is, that if you live outside of Eretz Yisrael, your tefilos go through a sar, go through one of these angels, and your davening to Hashem only goes up through one of these intermediaries, as opposed to if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have the zechus of living here in the Palter and Shalmela in the Eretz HaKodesh. Then in Eretz Yisrael there is no sar. In Eretz Yisrael it's direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So Pirush Levi is discussing, he doesn't mention the Ramban, but it's based the Yisod, I mean it's Yisod in Svarim, that each nation has their sar. In Yitzias Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, something along these lines. The Sar of Mitzrayim, I think even maybe Rashi and Chumash brings down, for sure Chazal and Midrash bring down, that the Sar of Mitzrayim was called Ra. Every nation has their sign. And we said last time that what Mordechai was able to do was to redirect, was to reconnect all of these 127 provinces of Achashverosh and cause them all to sing their Shira. And once that happens above, that brings about a great Mahapecha, a great revolution down below. That once the Sar above is singing his song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that causes down below all of the nations to sing their song properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take their place in what we refer to as the circle of life, that image, you know, from the Lion King, where all the different animals are taking their place, taking their spot on stage, and when everybody takes their stage, so everybody comes to realize that Am Yisrael are the Am HaNivchar. They are mechabit us, they're mefire us, they honor us, they praise us, they recognize who we are, and we are the Melech Tzvarim Goy Kadosh, and Mordechai. And what's this inyan that said Jewish lady? This is the inyan of tzaddikim who know the Shivim Lashonos, the Shivim Lashon, right? This Chazal teach by Yosef HaTzadik, knew the Shivim Lashonos, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Shivim Lashonos, and Mordechai knew the Shivim Lashonos, and that's why he was able to know the song, know the language, know the ksav, know how to talk the talk of each one of the nations, giving him the ability to redirect the shira of all of the different peoples and their sar towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the Indian that we're talking about, that we're going to mamshik this Indian about understanding the Geula, understanding the Yeshua of Mordechai and Esther in the context of the world as a whole. And understanding the relationship between what's going on in the world stage in Ruchnius and how that fits into the Yeshua of Purim. So let's go weiter. The Gam Yisbayar Lama Lamasha Amru Chazal. The Gam Yisbayar Lamasha Amru Chazal Mordechai Min HaTorah Minayim. See where we are? The second Kedusha. The Gam Yisbayar Lamasha Amru Mordechai Min HaTorah Minayim. Famous Maimer Chazal. What's the Makar of Mordechai Min HaTorah? So this appears in the Gemara in Megillah. I believe it also appears in the Gemara in Chulin. That's where the whole list is. But if I remember correctly, the Gemara in Megillah asks the same question. The Gemara says, "Shenamar kach l'cha b'samim reish mitargeminan mari dachya Mordechai." If I remember correctly, in Parshas Kisisa, the Torah gives us the list of all of the ingredients in the Ketores. So one of the ingredients is the b'samim reish, maybe the myrrh, right? The top of all of spices. Top smelling of all the spices, and the targum that is Maradachya, and that obviously correlates to the name Mordechai. So what's the inyan of Mordechai's correlation to the Besamim Rosh, the Maradachya? Says the Rebbe. Right, as we all know, in the Kedusha, in Nusach Svard, in the Kedusha's Keser, right, Nusach Ashkenaz, I once heard a Maisa that Rav Kook, who comes from Litta, whose Nusach was Nusach Ashkenaz, he had a big taiva, a big desire, a strong ratzon to say Kedushas Keser, but it was hard for him because it wasn't his nusa. Once heard a maisa like that. My Rebbe Shlita, he davens Nusach Ashkenaz, but he says Kedushas Keser in his minyan. Not the Nusach Ashkenaz, but certainly when one davens with a Hasidic Chabad, so they, and this is fired, anybody, the Hasidim in general, but I will say Kedushas Keser, Keser Yitmilcha, Svardim say Kedushas Keser, which is, it's higher, it's pushed higher, right? Crowning God, talking about crowning God. Anyway, Kitzer, so in the Nusach Svard version of Kedusha on Musa, so we have the famous line, Hein Ga'alti Eschem Achris Kereishis. Hein Ga'alti Eschem Achris Kereishis. That I redeemed you in the Achris, in the final redemption, Kereishis, like the first redemption. Referring to the Geula Shleima, Shiava B'meir B'yameinu, contrasting it to, or comparing it to, the Reishis, the first Geula, namely the Geula from Mitzrayim. Ask the Rebbe, V'shamik Shino Adrabba, Minit Lebemi, V'agula Achreinat Yabiyas, Seis V'yas Eroz, Migul Rishoyna. Chazal tell us in multiple places, he quotes over here the Gemara in Brachos, that we know that the what Geula will be bigger? The final Geula is going to be bigger. How could they catch that when, that's what we say, and Haganah it's even brought down, that when in the Mosa Mashiach will stop being Zohar Yitzis Mitzrayim, because the Geula Shleima, the Geula Achrona, in the Mosa Mashiach, the ultimate redemption, will totally overshadow Geula Mitzrayim, you won't even say it anymore. If that's so, ask Kiddush Levi, what Pshata we compare the Geula Acharis, the final Geula Kereishis. As my Rebbe in Shanbet taught, whenever there's a comparison, you always compare the weaker one to the stronger one, right? Meaning the stronger one is that which is set, right? And if I remember correctly, he used the example of, if you ever want to compare who's the greatest basketball player, you always compare them to Michael Jordan, right? You always compare them to Michael Jordan, implying that, like, Michael Jordan set the bar, and you compare, they're like Michael Jordan, right? Meaning he set the bar, right? So you don't do a vice versa, that Michael Jordan is like them, right? Meaning the bigger one is always, and he actually, I remember, he used this mashal talking about the famous Zohar regarding Purim. What does Zohar famously say? Zohar says that Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim. What is Yom Kippurim? Yom Kippurim means that Yom Kippur is like Purim, right? Everybody says that Purim is the same Kedusha as Yom Kippur. But really, if you're Madaik, what's compared to what? The 10th day of Tishrei is like Purim, meaning to say that Purim is setting the bar for what the holiest day. Anyway, kids are back over here. Ask the Rebbe, why is it Achris Kereishis? If the stronger one is going to be the Gula Lassi Levo, it should be Reishis Kachris. Okay, now let's get into the Nakuda that we're going to discuss. those are just some opening questions. So he says like this: Kol ha'olamos nivra b'shvil Yisrael shenikru reish teres Rashi shemeyam mischil machshavat kiviyachom. What's the starting point of all of reality? So Rashi already and Chumash already tells us Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shinikro Reishis. Right? Bereishis Bara Elokim. Why was the world created? The world was created with one thing in mind: Klal Yisrael. Even though Rashi gives a few different options over there, but Rashi says Chazal Bishvil Yisrael. Everything. Day one of creation, day two of creation, day three of creation, day four, day five, day six. All of creation was Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra in Reishis, right? Meaning, Bereishis is putting the whole Bria in the context of what's the purpose of the creation? What's the purpose of the creation? Klal Yisrael. Everything else is setting the stage, is creating a reality, is building a foundation, a framework that will allow a Klal Yisrael to come into the scene. Shara sheyivro Yisrael sheyavdu also b'dechil rechima. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw in his, obviously in his infinite wisdom and you know in his vision of creation of reality, that there's going to be a Klal Yisrael that are going to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'dechil rechima with fear of Hashem and love of Hashem v'shiasu ratzun konam, and that we are going to be the ones who are going to live lives of doing the will of God. The yellow b'maseh matayim shosim gedoyim gedoyim, and through our Avodas Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, great shashuim, right? Lulei sorascha shashuai, right? He'll have great pleasures, great delights in the Avodas Hashem of Klal Yisrael. Mizayis Hashem alavitzorik miyachal livro. It's from that that what Klal Yisrael are going to be and what we're going to be doing, that was the impetus for the creation of reality. Kemay shikasa paitana hitziv yare even pinaso avolishta Hashem be iu maso. V'lachitzarach kol adam lachshov. Therefore, every person has to think. Kisha Oved as Kono, we serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Mekabin Kol Lamas Chol HaYichalus Chol HaMal Kol Malachim Shef Zasa Besimcha Rav Ubezei Yislav Lamar Es Boro Mizoz HaMachshav and Yivru Nishtal Shul Kol HaLamas Atzov Kol HaMatachto. It's a really, 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 really big deal when we serve God. Why? Because that's the purpose, not only of my own life, that's the purpose of everything. This bottle of stuff and up was created in order that a yid would drink it and have a little bit koach to be able to learn a few lines of Gemara. And this paper was created so that it could become a cup, and a person could make a yid could make a cup of coffee, and he would have a little more caffeine to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this table is created to be in this base medrash so people can put books, put Svarim Kadoshim on it, right? And this phone is created to record the Vrei Torah. And v'chule. Meaning to say that when I engage in Avodas Hashem, it's a massive deal. It's a whole tachlis of not only my own life, or not only my daily schedule, or my only, or my small, you know, enclave of. It's the tachlis of everything. That tree and that bird and oxygen and all of the elements in the periodic table. The whole tachlis of the whole bria is that a yid can dive into Hashem, do an act of gemilas chasadim. Learn a black Gemara. Daven Shachris, put on tefillin, shake a lulav, light a Hanukkah lamp, v'chulei v'chulei. It's the whole, that's the goal. That's the goal, that's the tachlis. That's a massive cause for serious simcha, serious pride when we engage in any of Avodas Hashem. It's all for this. It's all for this. Ukshemei reish samachshava shemimena nivro kol ha'amos. And when that light is shined, is illuminated. That this is the purpose. This is everything. All of history, all of time, and all of space is to get to right here. Anu menatzin kol ha'umos. That's the victory. That's a victory of Klal Yisrael. That's the purpose. We won the game. That's winning reality when we channel everything we have towards Avodas Hashem. And all nations exist also for this, right? All of Germany and France, all of Brazil and Venezuela, all of Norway and Scandinavia, they all exist that Klal Yisrael can serve Yiddish Baruch. and to take their role in that grand scheme. And when we do it properly, that's gevaldik. That's a tachlis. Right? When Klal Yisrael is serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, the world is functioning karoli. And if we are doing that, Hema Mesurim Biyadeinu, then the nations of the world will be under us. Kaviyachal will be subservient to us, not in a racist way, not in an ethnocentric way, in a reality way. That's a tachlis of the Bria. And when we are doing what we're meant to be doing, all of the nations will be mechazik us, will give us the raw materials, they'll give us the cups we need, they'll give us the 7-Up we need, they'll give us the tables we need, they'll give us the kavod we need, so that we can serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world will be flowing in his direction. They'll be setting that foundation, that framework for Klal Yisrael to do the finishing touches of the crown jewel of redirecting all of reality towards the Oneness of Hashem. Kasher kazanu makom acher sha ha'aretz ba'atzmo lochem milchamteinu sharei lo nivrau kulam ela b'shvil Yisrael. Nature, earth, will be part of this picture. It's because of that's what it's all here for to begin with. Abi sha'aretz u'madrega tachteinu shudaimim ba'alei atzayme chayim adaber ba'alei am yitzira b'riya atzilas ki adzua afal pichin lochemes milchamteinu. But when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, everything falls into place, and all of reality, all of the levels of the physical world, domain, inanimate objects, someach, vegetative objects, chai, animals, and medaber, people, as well as all the spiritual realms, yitzira, bria, and atzilus, right above, everything will fall into place, directed towards crowning Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even the lowest reality of tables and chairs and dust and dirt and worms and maggots and the rova cats and the chule. But if there's a breakdown in the system that we don't recognize this, that all of reality and all of my separation is meant to be part of this grand scheme of directing all things towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Reishis HaMachshava, namely the initial thought of Reishis, B'shvil Yisrael Shenikrao Reishis, is not revealed, how everything is here in order to just rechannel it all back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then there's going to be a leak in the pipes, there's going to be a brokenness in the system, and that was revealed in this world as Golus. Golus Hashchina, Golus of Klal Yisrael, a personal feeling of Golus, I'm out of my own place, the Jewish people are out of our own place, we're not able to function properly, we're not doing what we're able to do, right? We're not able to do what Avodas Hashem properly, it's a snowball effect, the whole system is broken. The whole system is broken. Klal Yisrael, we're not giving Gedolah the Beis Hamikdash, no korbanos. We can't dive with Kavano, we can't learn, the Yetzer Hara gets stronger, the whole system becomes broken. But if the Sofa Madregos, namely, if we illuminate reality to the extent that the lowest part of the food chain, the lowest part of this physical reality, the darkest parts of physicality and materialism become illuminated, that they are only here for the sake of being part of this massive parade towards Avodas Hashem, like the Reish HaMachshava, like was God's initial plan, just like that was for Klal Yisrael, the Zos HaMachshava Meir Ad Madriga Achreina Madriga Tachtena, then that will become all the Reish HaMachshava will become illuminated all the way down all the levels to the Madriga Tachtena, to the lowest level. As a Yisrael Madriga Elyona, then that will illuminate, that will honor, that will aggrandize, that will put Klal Yisrael in the place where we rightfully belong, namely at the Mamlechus Kanev Kadosh, the top of reality, that all of reality will be mechabed us, and will be most of Kayachtas to do all the king, right? The strengthening of Kayashoth, all of reality will be refined and perfected to this extent. As you showed by Jigal Yanuk, the Jewish people will rise up to become who we're meant to be. Like we were in the days of David HaMelech, when we were the empire of the world. And all of reality was fitting into its place in the great picture. We win our wars. We have Geula Shleima. We have a Beit HaMikdash. V'zeh Ga'alti Eschem Acharis Kireshis. Says the Kiddush Levi. That's Pshat of what we are davening. The Geula of Acharis Kireshis. When we are able to bring a Geula to Acharis, when we are able to be Goel, to redeem the purpose of the creation of Acharis, the lowest level of the ladder, the dirt, the nations of the world, technology, seven up bottles and tables and inanimate objects, when we are able to illuminate their purpose, which is Bereshis B'Shvil Yisrael Shemikra and Reishis, when we are able to illuminate the Acharis, then Kireishis, then it will be revealed that Klal Yisrael is the Reishis Abriya, the Reishis Machshava, because we will have the Koyach, we will have the honor, we will have the raw necessities, the foundation, the framework that we need to be the race of reality, like the Kodesh Baruch Hu intended, Bereshis B'Shvil Yisrael Shemikra Reishis. You hear the word?
Gevald. You have an issue.
V'lachim. So obviously, let's bring this back. What happened on Purim? So we know what happened on Purim was a miracle happened, as we've been saying over and over again. I want to continue to say, because this is Yisod. Now we need to continue to drill into our hearts and souls. The miracle of Purim happened b'toch hativim, on the most natural, normal, physical, material level. I show Seif and Adregos, which is the base reality of physical creation. So from Adregos, she had dua kimish bnei Yisrael eitim esabori kachem mamshichim shefa ba'olamos, and to the place and the way in which we serve and direct and focus on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's that same place that we'll be able to be mamshich shefa ba'olamos. We'll bring the shefa, we'll bring the abundance, we'll bring the presence of God and the inspiration, divine inspiration, divine light and divine abundance and gifts that He wants to shower down on to that same level. Ubezay hamachshava shem eitim, and with that same headspace that we serve Hashem, kachem mamshichin haShefa. We'll be able to bring the Shefa of Kodesh Baruch Hu to that place. Im ba'ahava mamshichin chesed, im ba'yira gevur, im tiberes Yisrael mamshichin rachem, im kvi machshav Yisrael kachem mamshichin haShefa b'chol olamos. Right to that place that we are in our Avodas Hashem, so Hashem will lighten up that place in midos, in space, in ruchnias, in neshamos, in time, etc. Right? When a person is very, very mashkia, hardworking in the avoida of Shabbos, so the struggle will shine his light into your Shabbos. If a person is very, very mashkia in the avoida of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so the struggle will shine his light into your avoida of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If a person is very mashkia into the avoida of Gemilas Chasadim, the struggle will shine his light into Gemilas Chasadim. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Vine ha avdus va machshava shel Mordechai mashe ibn Mordechai tzadik ze berbuchu hay avdus shelo she machash kol mashe vaylem kshem stakot ben bereish shelahem klar me ayin hayat chalas mishal ayin mat chalas bereish shel kol olam bishvili yisrael asher b'chay espire she yispar hakel kasher mamlich noso v'ov den oso v'kol humos nivrao l'sham yisrael v'chol advar mishvah ayin v'nivrao bishvili yisrael kidish yisrael mamlich nivrao b'ruchu v'nim tzu b'zeh machshava hayam mzakich ha'ilu mazeh Shkulam Yehu Meshuabadim Yisrael Asher Heimah Mamlichin Abari Aleim Lachin Zachar Shebiyamav Nasan Isa Filu B'techatim Meshin Zachar Ativim. Where was the place, where was the location in Ruchnius, in Avoida, that Mordechai HaTzadik was trying to illuminate? Answer? What? No. Not why? Because of Esther. Okay, but that's going to be the outcome. That's going to be the avoidance of Klaisha. That's going to be the outcome of what Mordechai was trying to illuminate. But in Mordechai was trying to illuminate a reality of Gullus, He was trying to illuminate a reality of being in the Chatzir Shel Melech, of being in the courtyard of the king of Persia. He was trying to illuminate the reality of the 127 nations, right? Of 27 nations of the empire of Ahasuerus, trying to illuminate the reality of Teva Mamash, of normative functioning society and politics and empires and the drama of the downfall of Bavel and the rise up of Paras Umadai. He's trying to illuminate that very place. Mordechai, as we said, Mordechai knew the 70 lashon. Mordechai knows the 70 languages, and his avodah is to take this very world, which seems so far from avodas Hashem. Why do we? What's the chiddush of the Kiddush Lady saying over here? That's a very, very critical idea in Hasidic philosophy. Many people approach Avodas Hashem as escaping into a bubble of Avodas Hashem, leaving the world behind and escaping into a bubble of Avodas Hashem. Yes? I'm leaving my job and I'm going into my tefillah. I'm leaving my errands and I'm going into my learning. I'm leaving my hobbies and I'm going into my chesed. I'm leaving Gashmias and I'm going into Rufus. What the Kiddush Levi is saying over here is no. Don't abandon Olam Hazeh in order to go into to go into Avodas Hashem. Recognize that when you go into Avodas Hashem, when you go into an experience and the mode of Ruchnius, the mode of Avodas Hashem, you're not abandoning Olam Hazeh. Pum Fakir. You need to take the whole Olam Hazeh with you because it's all there to create the foundation, to give you the kayach, to give you the energy, to give you the raw materials for you to serve Hashem. You have the responsibility, we have the responsibility of taking this world and all of its dimensions and channeling it all towards Hashem. This is one of the big chidushim of Hasidus. That Avodas Hashem is not about escaping the world. It's not about abandoning physical material reality. It's about taking responsibility for physical material reality and recognizing that it's here to set the stage for Avodas Hashem. To set the stage for Kiddush and Ruchnius. Mordechai, in that door, the Jewish people found themselves looking the darkest, deepest experience of Olam Hazeh straight in the eye that we ever had before. We're in Golus, we're in the empire of Ahasuerus, the empire of Haman, the empire of drinking and partying and politics and world power and we're in a reality that's so far from Kedusha and Avodas Hashem and his Lahavos and his Scratches and Nevuah and Nisim Niflos. We're totally stuck in the dumps of reality. So Mordechai had two options. He could either say, get me out of here as fast as possible. Or he could say, no, I am here because there is an Avoda that I need to do here. I have a mission here. Right? Like Rabbi Nachman says famously in Ayin Mekom Kevodo, in Torah Yud Aleph, in Likutei Moharan Tanyana, right? Wherever a person finds themselves, if they find themselves in the deepest, darkest dumps of life, or the deepest, darkest dumps of history, or the deepest, darkest dumps of Ruchnius, they have two options. They could say, oh, I'm so far from Hashem, this is terrible. Or they could say, Ayin Mekom Kevodo, where is Hashem? And you know what happens when a person asks, I am Mekom Kevodo, Rabbi Nachman says? Kevodo Male Olam. You know where Hashem's glory is? It's right here. But you just have to ask the question. You have to search and you have to recognize that you are here for an avodah, you're here for a purpose. You're here for the sake of lighting up the reality that you find yourself, however dark and however dumpy and however pathetic and gullistic it may seem. Mordechai knew that. Mordechai knew that Klal Yisrael fell here because there is a massive, massive geula that has to happen here in the Olam HaTeva, the Olam HaGashmi, the Olam of politics and Ahasuerus and Haman, v'chule. That's what's that called? That's called achris of reality. That's called like the end of the end. You know, like the end of like that. Just the end. Just the end. The end of Olam Hazeh. Like, you got to the end. You got to the end of... What was going on over there? What was going on in the suit of Achashverosh, right? Not rated PG. Not even PG-13. They mamash got to the end. Got to the end. This is the end of Olam Hazeh, right? Like, go past, like, Las Vegas and keep going. Right? Go past Harlem. Go past... Right, wherever... The end. The end. They got to the end. Klal Yisrael got to the end. And Mordechai... What am I doing in the end? What's Klal Yisrael doing in the end? You know what we're doing in the end? What we're doing in the end is... What we're doing in the office is... This is where... This is where there's a leak in the plumbing. This is where the light of Hashem has yet to shine. We need to make a tikkun here, in the end. And when we make a tikkun here in the end... There's going to be a she's parakel. Kasharim lichon also v'opin also v'kol umos. Then, when we fix this leak in this like the lowest level, like basement number like 35, at the very very bottom of there's the leak. There's the leak in the pipes at the very end. The nimtzeh b'zeh machshav hayam zaki chaylam hazeh. And with this kavana, what's Mordechai Tzadik doing? He's fixing the world. He's rectifying and purifying all of reality. Everything will now be refocused. Everything will now be redirected towards this process of focusing on Kadosh Baruch Hu and honoring Klal Yisrael, because we are like the top rung of reality, but we need the foundation to be functioning properly. Therefore, the nes and the days of Mordechai happen in the lowest level of reality in the teva. And that's what the Gemara is asking. That's what Chazal are asking. Where is Mordechai? Where is Mordechai in the grand scheme? Where is Mordechai in the Torah? Where is Mordechai in the process? Shenemar kacham b'samim rosh klemar sha roshu areishis yar b'chol alamo sara olam atachton shari nasa neish b'toich hativim v'nira shativim nizdachu shari osim hativim ratzon beis Yisrael. Mordechai is the b'samim rosh. Mordechai is the crowning jewel. Right? Mordechai is the Rosh of the Besamim. It's the Rashis. It's the Tachlis. You know why that cellar is there? Is that end of reality? Is that there in and of itself? Is that cellar there? Because like it's a cool place, they would like to go hang out in the cellar? Is that end of reality there because like it's a davar chashuv bifnei atzmo? Why is it there? It's there because it supplies the plumbing and the air conditioning and electricity for the entire building. Yeah? For floor number 80, whatever it is. And if that plumbing wasn't functioning properly in cellar number 35, then floor number 35 at the tip top of the skyscraper is not going to have its plumbing, not going to have its electricity. It's not going to be able to function. The only way that the Rashis, the Yisrael Shinikro Rashis, can be at our place that we're meant and able and here to be at is if the Achris, the lowest rung of reality, is functioning at full speed. And sometimes you need a person who's willing to go all the way down there and find that leak and shine that light into that what brokenness, the bottom rung of reality, in order so that there can be a restoration of plumbing and electricity and v'chule to the top rung. Mordechai's Indian is the Besamim Rosh. He's giving what? He's giving the Hiskaris, he's giving the glory and honor to that which is at the Rosh, that which is at the top level. But you know how it's done? You know how Klal Yisrael are revealed to be the Mavlech Klan of Goy Kadosh, the Yisrael Shadikro Rashis? You know the only way that is able to be revealed? When the bottom level, when the foundation of reality, what's going on in the cellar, is functioning properly. That's what Mordechai was metaking when he finds himself in the dumps of Shushan. Efes b'elam ha'elyon hu elam ha'seichel b'elam ha'malachim shamer ha'seichel ha'shal ha'reishis. Obviously, in the upper spiritual realities, of course, the light of Klal Yisrael being the Reishis is shining. V'eich shalom nivra ha'kol rak nisham shu yizbach shalom p'el mamish. And it's clear over there that everything is for the sake of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim and bringing Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But it will tachton. But in this lower reality, hagam shemeir zaseichel shal arishis and rabbis for Yisrael shkivlo satera edo meir akar shemeir ba zaseichel shal arishis let me follow mamish. It's not always shining down here. That light of the tachlis of all things. It's not always clear that this 7-Up bottle is here for the sake of being mechazek yidu in avodas Hashem. It's not always clear. Vine davar meir b'pal mamish hu. Kemo chusham mishus v'chusha tam shu b'pal mamish davar shenu b'pal mamish rak shemeir b'derech ha'ara. Harei zedem l'chusha reach habam b'sam shemreach ma sheish lo v'lo mamashus. Vine b'elam haza sichli es mechusin rak ro. So what is he's saying? How this also appears in the Indian of b'samim, in the Indian of the ketores. Vine olam haza sichli es mechusin rak ro and agashmis v'ativim rak etzadik shu mstakel b'gashmis who ro asichli sheish ba v'tachli shalem v'rei shalem akol avdas. And it's very similar to the sense of smell. Why? Because the sense of smell is not something that is not something that's noticeable in an object. It's only when it's revealed, when the smell comes out. So too, Gashmius in general. It's not a davar pasha. That technology is here for Torah. That engineering, modern engineering, is here for the sake of Klal Yisrael using it for Avodas Hashem, or that this table was built to be a table that makes people for Talmud Torah. It's not a pasha. It's not a pasha thing. But it's revealed by Klal Yisrael. We take it and we channel it in that direction. That's our tafkid. That's our tachlis. And that's what Mordechai did. Mordechai, who has this exact kavana, hey, mistakel b'reishis, but Mordechai knows. He looks at everything and he sees. Why is this here? Why is this here? Oh, it must be here for the Rishis. Why? Because everything's here for the Rishis. Because all the whole world is never b'shvil the Rishis. But sometimes the Rishis is so far. You get to the end of reality. You get to cell number 35. You can't even remember that there's a Rishis anymore. But a tzaddik knows that everything is here for the sake of Klal Yisrael to be able to do Avodas Hashem. V'zeh b'samim rosh, klemer shahar rosh hu ha-reishis, hu me'el chol lamos ha-ra'il ha-matachlun hu ha-il ma'azeh, v'arashol shekol ol ha-mazeh hu k'mo reach b'samim kasher b'yarnu. V'lachin kivin sh'dach v'ativim, mei Mordechai and Esther, once you have a tzaddik who's rectifying and purifying the teva, the achris of reality, ha-tivim ha-yanis v'nivlaus v'lo nikar v'oshin ha-teva. Bedaki reish kol lamuzu atchalas briasan ve'achnim shakol me'ayin mustak bereishu mustak ba'ayin ve'ayin nikretaru klemar shu panu klashon chazal mai v'tar tar yoyma gemara beginning of brachos ve'zel mar dachya ki dachyu lashon tohar klomar she mustak bereishu atchalas lamuz hey ha'echnim shakol me'ayin ke mustak bereishu abria hariu mustak ba'ayin. Right from the point of ayin, right? Because Baruch created the world, yesh mi ayin. Ayin is a starting point of reality. But sometimes we get so far from the ayin, so far from the boring, right? Right. Even some people, Rachman al Tzan, people who live lives of Torah and mitzvos, sometimes like they forget the achas, right? The famous word from the Sfasemes, right? What's the difference between a person who learns 100 and 101 times, right? Right. This one is called Ovedes Hashem, and this one not. Right, so it's Fasemis famously says, what's 100, what's 101? 100, he's learning 100 times, Gevaldik. 101 means you learned it 100 with the one, the only one, the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'fodo v'atzmo. That's what it means to learn something 101. I mean, every time you're learning with the one. How many people who are in the world of Torah and Mitzvahs are doing it without the one in their mind, without the Borei? The job of Tzaddikim is that they're encountering the world always with the one on their mind. Right? That's Mordechai Minatar Minayim, B'samim Rosh. That he's always focused on the Rosh, always focused on the Rishis, the purpose, the reason why this world came into being. And when a person is so clear with that headspace, they can be in the reality of Shusha, they can be in the reality of Hamanach Hashverosh, and they can say, wow, there's a God here. Even here, there's a God. Even here, there's a God. That's the B'samim Rosh, because he's always conscientious, always cognizant of the Rosh, wherever he may be. And even if he finds himself the Achris, he knows the Achris Kireishis. The Achris of reality is just there to be mechazik, to set the foundation, so that the Rishis can be revealed, Klal Yisrael can be revealed, Torah can be revealed, the tachlis of this world, the Avodas Hashem, can be revealed for all to see, and the world can come into its absolute complete rectification, and that only happens by somebody going down to the Teva Mamish. in the story of Purim, in the moment of Purim, in the historical moment of Purim, in the geographical location of Purim, for a tzaddik like Mordechai to be there to reveal there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu functioning here too. And once he shows that to the world, and he shows it to Kali Yisrael, everything can start retaking its place and becoming re-glorified in this great picture of redirecting everything towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu.